I keep waiting for the phone to ring, but I haven't received the call yet. You see, several years ago, I received a call from a radio talk show producer who wanted me to come on the air live with a priest to discuss the following theological question. If Team A was praying to God for a victory, and Team B was also praying to God for a victory, who would God listen to? Well, I declined the invitation, realizing that it was a no-win situation. But I've been waiting for the same call from that same producer to discuss a variation on that question. Today he'd ask, if Mitt Romney is praying to God to win, and Mike Huckabee is also praying to God to win the Republican primary, who would God listen to? I'm considering that the reason the radio producer hasn't called to discuss this great theological dilemma is he feels that he already has the answer and there's no need to involve clergy in the discussion. Apparently, Mike Huckabee has already revealed that indeed it is he who is receiving supernatural support that has resulted in his recent surge in the polls. No, I'm serious. I don't make this stuff up. Mike Huckabee said this publicly. As one might expect, he gave the speech in which he revealed his secret weapon at a conservative religious institution, the Liberty University, founded by none other than Jerry Falwell, who during his lifetime tried to intertwine religion and politics in a manner that surely hurt both. Speaking before the student body, Huckabee was asked by a student what he thought was behind his recent surge, a surge that moved him from the back of the pack into contention as a serious candidate. As has been reported on many sites, and you can even see it on YouTube, Huckabee responded this way. There's only one explanation for it. And it's not a human one. It's the same power that helped a little boy with 2 fish and 5 loaves feed a crowd of 5,000. And that's the only way that our campaign could be doing what it's doing. And then he continued, there are literally thousands of people across this country who are praying that a little will become much. And it has, and it defies all explanations. It has confounded the pundits. And I'm enjoying every minute of their trying to figure it out. And until they look at it from just beyond human, they'll never figure it out. I have to say, I'm really glad that radio producer never called, because boy, was I going to look foolish. If I was asked the question, who would God support in the Republican primary, I would have spoken about the variety of God concepts that exist, and one that presumes a God who cares about the Republican nominee is overly simplistic and really doesn't mesh with how contemporary thinkers view God, or even how the founders of our nation, most of whom were deists, understood that term. The founders of our nation, as deists, conceived of a God who was not involved with the daily affairs of human beings. For them, God created the universe and its laws and set it in motion. But more important than their God concept was their commitment to creating a secular nation, a country not defined by religious practices or beliefs, but a nation that was grounded in its people's right to vote and decide who their leaders would be. Not a nation that assumes that God is manipulating the votes of people in Iowa or New Hampshire. I have to say, it gives me pause when any political leader of any party suggests that their political success is attributable to the will of God. It makes me wonder if the controversy about the security of voting machines and the accuracy of the vote count is just a waste of time. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.